It's 73 degrees on Friends Plaza this morning at 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday, after the closing bell at the Chicago Board of Trade, USDA reported U.S. corn seedings at 23% complete, compared to the five-year average of 42%. Key individual states read like this: Iowa, 14% complete versus a five-year average of 46%. Illinois, 36% completed versus a 59% average. Minnesota, 28% completed versus a 38% average. And Indiana, 13% completed versus a 34% average. USDA estimated the winter wheat crop at 56% good to excellent, up 2 percentage points from a week ago. Spring wheat seedings are 34% complete, well behind the average pace of 45%. We'll discuss the implications of the crop progress report with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in just a few moments. In the Midwest direct hog markets today, hogs are expected to be steady to 50 cents higher. Terminals called steady to a dollar higher, tops from $47.50 to $51. Peoria called $47.50, 50 cents higher today. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, April 30th. Negotiated swine purchases were 15,425. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.50 to $72. The weighted average, $69.07, a gain of $1.03 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44 to $56.65. The weighted average, $54.55. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,943. The base price range was $60.25 to $75.25. The weighted average, $72.03. A gain of $1.77 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.50 to $57.27, and the weighted average was $52.92.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And of course, all of your analysts have been saying for a while we're in a weather market, and this is one of those days where slight shifts in the weather can make a big deal and a big difference for some, although not for others. So I'm going to look at the weather here, both from a production standpoint in Illinois and Indiana, our main listening area. I'm also going to look at it, of course, from the marketing standpoint, looking at the Corn Belt as a whole. First, from a production standpoint, the forecast for today is not much different than what we said yesterday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop this afternoon and continue this evening across much of Illinois and Indiana. The driest areas today, when you look at the day as a whole, will be northwestern Illinois and probably far southern sections of Illinois and Indiana, where rain is not anticipated in many areas during the daylight hours. The greatest chance of showers and thunderstorms in our two-state area today, with the greatest chance for some places getting a quarter inch of rain or more, would be across northern Indiana. In northern Indiana, southern Michigan, and the northern half of Ohio is where there may be some severe thunderstorms today. At least that's the greatest chance area. For the rest of us, it's just going to be a scattering, maybe 30-40% coverage of some brief showers and thunderstorms today. So a few places could get downpours, but many will not. And of course, that'll slow planting a little bit, but I think over the next several hours, there's going to be good planting progress here in the two-state area. Just keep your eyes open to the weather this afternoon. Make sure you don't get caught out in a storm later on today. Now, a cold front is pushing southward after a very warm day today across Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. Kentucky, temperatures will cool down a bit, but not below average. We're not worried about temperatures going down to a level that's going to be adversely affecting the crops. In fact, our average high here in Champaign-Urbana is 67 and the low 46 for today. And we're looking at high temperatures the next several days after today being around 70 and lows in the low to mid 50s. So that's still above average. Now up north, there will be 40s for overnight lows because it will be clear, and that will allow for greater cooling. Now, as far as the weather tomorrow and on into Thursday, it looks like there's going to be locally heavy rain possible across central and southern Missouri into southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, and Kentucky. Frequent showers and thunderstorms down that way are going to slow things down. Now, those fields have been the driest of the entire Midwest in the last week, so there's probably been good progress down that way. But there will be a standstill with progress in the southern Midwest. Now, in central parts of Illinois and Indiana, that's the place where the forecast has changed a little bit, including where we are here in Champaign-Urbana. The front is likely not to push as quite as far south, so we're on the northern edge of that precipitation. And while we don't expect heavy rain, there will be scattered showers the next couple of days and probably a sharp north cutoff to the rainfall. So, for example, it could come down to Iroquois and Ford counties being mostly dry and Douglas or Coles County being very wet at times. And Champaign-Urbana is just on that edge. So the north-south extent of that line is what's hard to predict when we go out a few days. We'll just say it's going to be in this general area. So for the Corn Belt as a whole, it looks like there's going to be some decent dry weather over much of Iowa, northern Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan after today. So planting will resume. Central Illinois and central Indiana, northern Missouri on the bubble. Eventually rain gets back into southwest Iowa. And then Friday of this week in the western belt, there may be some scattered showers. Mostly dry weather is anticipated this coming weekend. And then showers may redevelop in western areas early next week. So what does this all mean? There will be planting progress, but there will also be some places with delays that we'll have to watch. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 475, down 9 3/4. Last trade down 4 3/4. July, 489 1/4, up 2 3/4. Last trade down 3 1/2. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 480 1/2, down 5 last trade, down 5. July, $5, up 4 1/2, last trade down 1 1/4. May corn opened at 364 3/4, up 6 3/4, last trade up 3. July, 373 1/2, up 6, last trade up 4 1/4. December, 369, up 4 1/2, last trade up 6 1/4. May beans opened at 728 1/2, up 1/2, last trade down 1 1/2. July, 743 1/2, up 1/2, last trade down 1. November, 770 3/4, unchanged, last trade down 3/4. May soybean meal opened at 193, up 20, last trade up 20. May soybean oil opened at 33.35, unchanged, last trade down 23. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I think that the market will probably in the corn pit pop a little bit on the planting number that caught at least a few traders by surprise. I couldn't believe that some traders were thinking 30 to 35%. I don't know how they go about figuring these things.
Well, I don't know either. And I mean, the whole thing of how much we got planted, what does that data come from, and how do those people get it? And I think that's as far as day and night between it. I mean, do I on Sunday night call 5 farmers in the county, or do I physically go out and drive through the county and write down planted, not planted, planted, not planted? And as so, just like the good to excellent ratings, I think it's all relative to whoever was taking the count and how they did it. Some of them did it Friday, some of them did it Saturday, some of them did it Sunday. And you can't blame them because they are full of work anyway. But it's through the, every county office. But when did they do it and how did they do it? That's, I think, where we don't have consistency. They say that a lot of stuff got planted over the weekend. Some of that's not in there. But as high as 35, I don't know how people got those, but as low as 25, I thought it was would it be more than that.
All right. What are the opening calls today?
Opening calls today are 1 to 2 lower on beans, 4 to 7 higher on corn, and 2 to 5 lower on wheat. Overnight, we did get corn up in some months up 6 to 7, others only up 3 to 4. In beans, we were down that 1 to 2 overnight. So pretty much that way, no big, huge jumps expected. And with planting progress still going on, as the weatherman said, we might expect a lot bigger number for next Monday.
And quickly, calls over at the Merck, please.
Over at the Merck, we're looking mixed totally on hogs, and on cattle, we're looking 10 higher to 10 lower.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thanks, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 333-0853, the area code 217. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at willag.org.